Assalamu alaikum, bonjour. I am Lamia Pavion. I am a coach, hypnotherapist. I master the art of reprogramming the subconscious mind. Welcome to my podcast, 7 years in Saudi. What is it about? I have one word for you, emotions. After 7 years in this incredible country, I just landed into a new dimension of myself that I was totally unaware of. This podcast is about sharing my experience, a growth experience into perspective that only Saudi Arabia could bring to my attention. Since I like to tell stories, I'm going to tell you how I recently discovered why I ended up painting. It's like what Steve Jobs said in his commencement speech at Stanford University. I listened to that speech several times. I felt as if he'd given me a GPS coordinates to an island I was destined to go to, without really knowing why. The famous island, the one with no bridges, you know? When you get there, it's official. We've got our pilot's license, we can fly, and we feel fantastic on it. The only thing is, it's an island. So you feel protected and lonely at the same time. So sometimes certain emotions can overwhelm us. Fragrances come floating back. We'd like to forget them. But certain winds blow hard and bring with them debris from faraway lands. Steve Jobs said you cannot connect the dots onwards. You can only connect the dots afterwards, not before. If we follow our heart, our choices may seem incongruous and inconsistent. It can put us in a very uncomfortable position of doubt. And if that's the case, we'll be quick to press that button, especially if we've gone off course. When you're off the beaten track, it's upsetting, it's frightening, it's destabilizing. You'll be told loud and clear that you're on the wrong track. And if, on top of that, you've taken a spill along the way, the supporters of the opposing camp will be happy to blow the whistle. We told you it was stupid what you were doing. You wouldn't listen, right? Too bad for you. When I started painting, the COVID had left a gift for me along the way. COVID and a nice midlife crisis, 4 kids and a serious other hiccups. The gift was simple. Just have fun. Just try. It began with the first afternoon I went out alone for a cappuccino after giving birth to my 4th child. A short, delicious break. As I was still breastfeeding, I couldn't leave my son away for too long. So I really enjoyed it. When I got home, I felt so serene that I took the pleasure of sitting with my kids, gave them something to paint with. I did something rather shabby and painted the cappuccino cup. My daughter and my son, who were 10 and 6 at that time, produced 2 amazing paintings. 2 paintings that touched my heart. I was amazed by their creation, especially my son's one. I couldn't understand where he found the imagination to come with this messy creation, this messy drawing, which I found very beautiful. I was so proud of his work that I asked my mom to show it to her art teacher. My mother also taken up painting and lessons and discovered a talent she'd never imagined. The teacher said, "Oh yeah, it's an abstract. Abstract?" The word resonated in my head and began to make its way to my heart. Wow. From there on, an opportunity to take a private course arrived, and then YouTube did the rest of the teaching, how to paint, how to use the everything. I took a deep, big breath, and I took the plunge. And then the first miracle happened. I immediately noticed that when I painted, I automatically felt happier, lighter. If I started painting when I was feeling frustrated and or whatever, I noticed that my inspiration was different. I noticed that my moves were different. Like when you listen to music and your body starts moving, adapting to the melody. Well, if my mood was different, I would go for different moves, which is normal, right? The tempo is different. Voila! My paintings, my works, I understood better how I felt thanks to that. What was on my heart came onto the canvas. That's where the secret lies, guys. If we target exactly how we feel, right? Bingo! Our body immediately relaxes. My mind immediately found rest, as if it had sensed that I was considering what he was telling me, the emotion that I was feeling. We've all experienced that moment where we are full of anger, and if the person we're interacting with is telling us to calm down, we are going to the wall. But if the person understands how we feel and tell us that what happened to us made us angry and show us that they are validating our emotion, then immediately we put down the sword. We immediately feel relieved and anger goes down a notch. But the catalog of emotion is huge. It's like looking for a specific screw reference on Amazon and you don't have the right reference code. Enjoy yourself. Painting saved me a lot of time. I almost didn't need to type all the screw ref type on Amazon anymore. All I had to do was let myself be guided, accept whatever colors came to my mind, and trust the process. Abstract gave me the freedom to have fun. It's free style and open source. You put some music, you take the brush and go for it. It's like I've become a super efficient code developer. No need to learn programming languages in freestyle. I'm so free that I let my soul express freely. And that's exactly what she wanted me to talk about. It has a message for me. Those emotions have a message for me. By doing this, I took the time to receive my emotions, to respect them. It felt like a sacred ritual, a ceremony of kindness to myself. I automatically felt joyful or rested, understanding one's emotion and welcoming them with an open mind. It is not taught at school, and it wasn't traditional in my family to ask how I felt. So 7 years in Saudi Arabia brought me this gift of embracing my emotions, of opening up to what I was really feeling and be mindful of it. And that led me to be in better control of my reactions. I was more assertive. Painting abstract is so rich that I even found myself finding hidden messages behind each of my works. And then I understood the power of art. I understood it thanks to Jason Mraz, one of my top favorite singers, who sings, "Life imitates art." Life imitates art. Does it sink into your mind? From this extraordinary inspiration can be born a whole new way, more intuitive, softer, happier. As a hypnotherapist, we use the art of suggestion to reach level of consciousness that enable us to release buried emotions. Those emotions of sorrow, of pain, are buried and cause such spiritual pain that we refuse to think about them or remember them. But you cannot run away from your emotions. You can pile them up, push them down until the pot is full, completely full. And that moment, if it's too much full, it will explode. And at that point, if you don't know what's in the pot, the RevTap code that is going to burst out that emotion, you just experience chaos and drama, mainly. You don't know what's behind it. But if you work like a goldsmith or like a surgeon and you pull out a precise knot, the emotion will come out more delicately. And that's when I understood the power of this abstract art. It's like turning down the sound on a very loud video. And I speed up the motion. I see images flash by. I can hear the film music, but it doesn't scare or hurt me as much as if I were watching the video in a normal motion. It's as if I were gently cleansing myself with a body scrub full of essential oils and then taking the time for a massage right afterwards. I gently cleanse my body of toxins. You might ask why I started with Steve Jobs. The key word for me was Kandinsky. Yes. One day, I was watching this movie, a thriller. The main character had a painting by Kandinsky. And the painting is used as a thread to unmask the culprit in the film. Kandinsky is the pioneering painter who launched abstract art, thanks to him. And I remember perfectly when I first heard the name. It stuck in my memory. It resonated within me, as if my soul, my brain, had heard a special sound, a frequency that corresponded to a destination that concerned me very deeply. I remember the sensation, this curious feeling, as if the sound in my head had become clearer, such clearer, as if anything around was fading away. That's how I traced the link. That's how I connected the dots. Connecting the dots gives us more clues to finding our inner gem. Emotions and sensations lead to my intuition, the only one capable of finding me the path to serenity, to paradise. Thank you for listening to me. I had great pleasure telling you this story. I am Lamia Pavion. I am a certified coach and hypnotherapist. I would be happy to tell you another one in the next episode about my 7 years in Saudi, my dearest Saudi. Subscribe to my channel. I will be happy to meet you and to let you watch my other videos. See you soon. I love you all and have a wonderful day.